Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
It's the time of the week where we take a break and say good afternoon to Gavin. Hi, Gavin. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm getting there, mate. It's been a long time since you and I spoke.
It has, hasn't it? Many, many months.
But I'm back in the chair. Now, yes. We're going to talk this afternoon about getting the lawn ready for autumn. And there's a big sign up on the screen here. Can I ask, Gavin, how do you get rid of the weed wandering dew? Maybe we'll come back to that. Let's talk about all things getting your lawn ready for autumn first. What have you got to do? It's that time of the year.
It is that time of year, yes. Now, a lot of people's lawns have got very hard, very scorched over summer. Autumn is a fabulous time to top dress. Now, whether you top dress with a soil with fertilizer in it, or whether you literally just fertilize, now coming in, well, let's say the next 4 weeks is the perfect time to do it. You've obviously got to avoid those really hot, scorching 30-something degree days, because, of course, when you top dress, you always have to take it down a couple of notches from normal so that when you put the soil on, it doesn't bend the blades over underneath the top dressing. You don't want that to happen, which is why you always do it a little bit shorter beforehand. Now, the issue with that could be if you get a day like Sunday, which was 38 degrees, it can burn more of the what's left of the lawn than what you actually started with. So let's avoid those really, really hot days. But sometime over the next 4 weeks, between now and just the other side of Easter, it is the perfect time to get a bit of top dressing or at least a bit of fertilizer on that lawn, because the thicker the lawn is before winter, the less weeds you're actually going to get in it. Weeds always take up the spaces where there is no lawn. So the thicker the lawn, the less weeds you've got. Now, of course, the other big problem you've got at this time of year is that Easter is always the time of year when we get all the narkies in the ground. So there's lawn grubs, there's all sorts of things in it. There's crickets, there's beetles, sod webworm, which is the little tiny, little tiny brown one with a dark brown stripe up its side. You usually get them in thousands. There's tiny little grey moths that lay their eggs in moist soil, and that's how you get them. Now, those little moths can lay up to 500 eggs a night. So you can imagine you only need a few little moths laying those eggs, and then all of a sudden you have thousands of them all coming at once. And that's always a big problem at this time of year, because they love to do it at this time of year. And there's a couple of products that's really good. One is one called Acelaprin. Now, Acelaprin's fabulous in the fact that it will last 6 months in the ground. So unlike a lot of the other grub kills that work once they're there, you don't have to have them there to put this on. We've had only in the last week or so a huge uptake of this product called Acelaprin. Now, it comes in a 4 kilo and a 10 kilo container. Now, you only need 750 grams for every 100 square meters of lawn. So it's a very, very good product. It will give you 6 months of coverage, so you can put it in, they don't have to be there, you give it a good water in the ground so there's no harm to any pets or animals, and it will cover your lawn for the next 6 months for any nasty little critters that might turn up in it over this period. It's a really, really good product. I mean, we've still got the grub kills and the dead grubs and those sort of things for the person that just wants to come in and get a small amount. You do them each fortnight, you sprinkle it on, you water it in, but bear in mind with all those other products, you must have the insects there first. Now, if you want to check and see if you do have them, of course, all you've got to do at the end of a day, when the sun starts to go down, squirt a dishwashing liquid into a bucket of water, throw it over where you think they are, and I'll guarantee you within about 5 minutes, they'll all come to the surface. Now, of course, soapy water isn't going to kill them, but it will get them all to the surface, and it will let you know that you've got them if you don't already.
Does hot water kill grubs on grass?
Yeah, but it can also do terrible things to the grass.
Yeah, okay.
I've got a friend of mine that has animals, and he refuses to use any type of product on around where the doggy is. Mm-hmm. So he uses boiling water to kill off all his weeds that pop up in amongst the lawn and in his pavers, in amongst the pavers. They do it all on boiling water to be completely safe.
And does it work?
Oh, absolutely.
And is it quick?
Very. Within 24 hours.
Right. So if I've got little grasses coming through my pavers, I pour boiling water on them and that'll kill them.
Get rid of them straight away.
Okay. Well, that's a friendly way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very friendly way of doing it, and it's a fabulous way of doing it, especially in a small area. Like, they've only got a small courtyard. It's ideal for that sort of situation. If you have an animal, it may be a rabbit, it may be a very small dog that you've got in there, and you don't want to use, for those people out there that don't want to use any insecticides, anything like that, you can actually just use that to do the job, and it will do the job for you. Now, if we're talking, the other product I'd love to talk about, and we get a lot of people coming in here through the middle of winter towards August and September with wintergrass, crabgrass, all those tufting grasses that once they're there, you can never get rid of. But if you get in early, there is a new fabulous product on the market called Oxifer. Now, Oxifer is a pre-emergent, so as long as you get it on before those weeds actually germinate and emerge for winter, it's got a fertilizer in it. The 3 kilo container does 100 square meters, and it's a really, really good product, but you have to use it now before they all germinate. And you'd be surprised at how inundated we get in August, September with people saying they've got these clumps of what they call winter grass, which is a clumping grass that pops up through the cooler months, has a tufting seed head on the top. And of course, once you get those tufting seed heads, much like Bindi seed heads, you're guaranteed to get them the following year. So the best way to stop that is to knock them on the head before they even come up.
You were talking about top dressing before.
Yes.
Is there a product? You said you can top dress or you can fertilise. Is there a product that you can buy that has a top dressing with fertilising agents in it?
Absolutely. Look, we have, in here particular, we have this fabulous product called Rocket Top Dressing, which literally makes your lawn grow like a rocket. It's full of fertiliser. It's a very, very good product. 15 mil thick, or in our talk, half an inch, the old half an inch thick. You might aerate the lawn if you've got hard patches that have developed over these last couple of hot weeks. Aerate those with either a hired aerator or those sandals you can get with the spikes on them if you want a bit of a workout. Mm-hmm. Use those, get it aerated sometime over the next 4 weeks. Put a lovely dressing of a top dressing, this rocket top dressing over the top of it, and that will give you a lovely green thick lawn before winter. And as I said right back at the start, the thicker the lawn, the less weeds you'll actually have coming up in it. Weeds tend to be, they flow around in the breeze. Somebody up the street might be mowing their lawn. If the wind happens to be blowing in your direction, the seeds blow along. You put the sprinklers on or water the lawn in the next couple of days, up come all the weeds. But they will only come up where they're allowed to come up. So the big secret is thick is best. The thicker you can get it, the less of them can make contact with the soil when they blow in, and they'll just keep blowing down to somebody else's yard. And that's exactly what you want.
Can you turn crappy grass into good grass by top dressing or not?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely you can. You can. If you've got a really bad lawn, as long as you go out and do those things, you get in, you might give it, as I said, a bit of an aeration with those aerator things, yeah, loosen it up. Get this good rocket top dressing, because it's full of soil, but it's also full of fertilizer. Encourage what is there of a lawn to grow sideways, because you don't want it to grow up, because you're only going to go along and mow it back down again anyway. Right. You want to encourage it to grow across the bare areas. And the best way you can do that is, of course, to aerate them, to allow the fertilizer into the soil so it doesn't literally just wash off to the side the next time you get a heavy shower of rain, and get some good soil on there that grass that is there will then want to take off over the existing patches.
Once you've top dressed your lawn, how long after that top dressing should you water it in, or straight away?
Oh, straight away.
Okay.
Straight away. You would really up the water once you top dressed it, because you're really encouraging everything that's existing there and saying to it, I want you to cover all this and thicken up as quick as possible. Now, the fertilizer that's in all these top dressings is released with water. So the more water you put on it, the better the fertilizer that's in all these things will then release into the ground and become available for that grass that's there.
Is there a product that can be included in the top dressing material that will kill the grubs as well?
No, but if you're going to do that, I would buy something like this, a Celeprin, which will last you the 6 month period,
right,
and you can always put that on with it.
Okay.
Now, because the Celeprin must be watered in, you could do the two things the same day.
Right.
You could either put the Celeprin down over that area and then top dress it, or you could top dress it and do the Celeprin 24 hours later while you're putting that extra water onto it. And then, yes, in that case, it would cover the entire lot for you all the way through till spring.
So you're killing the two birds with the one stone, and really maybe conserving a little bit of water as well.
By doing it at the same time, absolutely. It's a good idea if the long-range forecasters are right and they reckon we're going to go into quite a dry patch now, that would be the way to do it.
How often should you mow your grass in winter?
I would have said, and now a lot of people won't do it at all, I still think it's a good idea to do it at least once a month, just to level it out and even it out and neaten it up.
Right. I lived in Wagga for a time, and there was a group of streets in one of the suburbs in Wagga. In fact, it was the suburb where I lived. And
yeah,
I used to go for a run every morning, and there were probably a dozen homes, and all their owners were house proud and garden proud, and they had competitions each year as to who could present the very best lawn at a particular time of year. It was fun.
Oh, absolutely. There is, for the want of a better word, there is a site that I know the lawn people use called Lawn Porn. Now, that is for all the people that are showing off their best lawns possible.
Right.
Make everybody envious of how beautiful the lawns are. And you get onto this site and there is the most incredible lawns you've ever set your eyes on.
What's it called? Lawn porn.
Lawn porn. Yes. I didn't know about it till 6 months ago, and I got onto this site. Didn't know what I was going to expect, but there is these beautiful lawns. There's even some up our way. There's some up around Head and Greeter. Now, it's not Chisholm. I can't think of the other name up that way, but there is a couple of new suburbs up around Head and Greeter, and there's quite a few people up there that have put their lawns on this site, and it certainly encourages you.
Oh, that's terrific.
Fabulous.
All right.
Fabulous.
Anything else to tell me about lawns?
No, but we do have to go back to our original question.
And what is that? Yes, about the Wandering Jew. How do you? Well, that's
yeah.
Gardeners ask all the time. How do you get rid of Wandering Jew? Because let me tell you, you can spend hours pulling it out, and a couple of months later, you'll go back, and there'll be regrowth. Correct?
You can, yes. And the biggest problem with it is that no matter how much you pull, there will always be bits of stem left under the ground. Now, it's one of those things. And there's another one that is around here, Lake Macquarie, called pennywort. Has a big, round, like a nasturtium leaf, very glossy, has big, long runners under the ground. They can go 200-300 metres from yard to yard under the ground. They find a nice area that they want to pop up in, which is normally your garden,
yes.
And they will pop their head up there. Now, the same thing happens with them. You can pull and pull from your end, but every time you disjoint a piece of it, that piece becomes another plant. So the idea really is never pull them out.
Okay.
Always leave them. Look, if you're going to do anything, and I'm not a rave fan of these things, but if you're going to do anything, glyphosate is the only thing that will actually work. Now, some people will put a squirt of dishwashing liquid in with their glyphosate to make it stick. I know it works better with this big leaf pennywort around Lake Macquarie. If you put a bit of dishwashing liquid in, just a tiny squirt in with your glyphosate, instead of it running off, it will make it stick to that leaf. And it needs to do that because a lot of these things have like a finish over their leaf, like a gloss finish. And it's very hard to get fertilizers through that gloss finish. So it's always a good idea if you can put something with your product to make it stick to that leaf and basically burn into it. Now, the other thing with glyphosate is it's really the only product on the market that is sucked down to those stems under the ground. Nothing else. Everything else will burn off the foliage on the top. Our hot boiling water will burn off the foliage on the top, which is great for most things, but it never goes under the ground and kills any of those long stems. So when you've got clumping weeds, done, job done, easy fixed. But when you've got weeds that have got long stems that go for miles under the ground, doing those sort of things only ever gets the green bits on the top. It won't stop them from re-coming up months later, and then you've got the same problem back again. And as I said, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of glyphosate, but it is the only product on the market that will get in there, absorbed by the leaf, sucked down underground, and will kill all the stems. But whatever you do, don't get there and keep pulling bits out, because every time you do that, you will get more and more and more little pieces under the ground, and every one of those little pieces becomes another plant.
So a Roundup won't work?
Well, Roundup is glyphosate.
Oh, is it? Okay, I'm sorry.
Zero is glyphosate.
Right.
They all have, retail names or selling names.
Okay.
Glyphosate, I'm sorry about that. Glyphosate is actually the ingredient.
Okay, so they are, glyphosate is a systemic. It gets
absolutely
into the stems, into the root system, the whole thing.
Absolutely, whereas everything else you use will kill off the top, but not the bottom. Now, as I said, if you've just got a clumping weed, that fixes the problem because there is no stem going underneath. But with things like your wandering Jew, this other thing, a pennywort, they do have very long stems that go under the ground, and they will just pop up wherever they fancy to be a problem.
Okay. Fantastic. Question answered. Thank you, Gavin. No doubt you're there on are you there Sunday? You're there Sunday? Saturday, Sunday?
Sunday to Thursday. Yeah.
Okay, and you can pop out and see Gavin. Do the plug, mate, the two locations.
Okay, we've got our head office here at Warners Bay, bottom of Hillsborough Road. Fabulous cafe. Come and have a drink with us. Come and have a wander through the nursery. And then, of course, we also have our second one down at Arimba, halfway down the freeway, 5 minutes off the freeway. They have a fabulous cafe as too. Make a day of it. Go for a run down the Central Coast and have a wander through.
We'll look forward to talking to you again. Same bat time, same bat channel next week.
Absolutely.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Brian.
See you, Gavin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's good, isn't he?